Welcome back to Mountain Money. Our first guest this morning is Anne Marie Sabbath, the author of Everybody Has a Book Inside Them, How to Bring It Out. Good morning, Anne Marie, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Anne Marie, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to write this book, which I understand is your, 10th book?
It sure is. Well, number one, I love telling people what to do, and I do it in a proactive way. I was on a book tour, and this past year I did 55 book signings for my last book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't. And during my book signings, I met so many wonderful people, and I always asked them what the book was inside of them. And some said, well, I want to write a book about a historical fiction, a memoir, on and on and on. They said, but I don't know where to start. And without even thinking about it, I said, everybody has a book inside of them. And so the key is, you asked me who I am. I'm someone who loves to help people. And I decided to write this book to be able to let people know that there is no magic in writing a book. It's simply a matter of knowing how to do it and doing it. That's who I am.
Yeah, and you know, there's the old adage that everybody's got a book inside of them. They may have a book inside of them, but whether they have the fortitude and the energy to put in the hundreds of hours that it takes to put together a book is a separate question. And that's one of my questions for you is, you know, how long does the average book take? Not somebody that's written 10 books, but for the first-time writer, what would you tell them to budget? Is it several years? Is it a couple months of effort?
I tell you, you will love it. In fact, you'll both be writing your books by the time we get off the phone. Here's what the deal is. What you do is, first of all, when you decide you're going to write a book, I tell my people, when I coach them, I say, take 30 days to think. That's number one. Now, after those 30 days, the 31st day, every single day, you schedule 1 hour a day. I don't want you to schedule 5 hours, 1 hour a day. And when you schedule 1 hour a day, you have that writing appointment with yourself. When you do that 7 days a week, has to be 7 days a week because you have a meeting with your inner writing voice. You 7 days a week for 32 weeks. The answer is the average person, if they're really committed to scheduling their writing meeting with themselves, will be able to have a 180-page book finished in 32 weeks, 1 hour a day.
And I guess the before we get to that, I guess the first question is, how do you get started? I mean, like so much else in life, a lot of the challenge is the first step. I guess is your first step to the 30 days, or is there something else that actually gets me off the couch?
Well, here's what it is. The way you get started, and the way I get started, is I ask myself, is there a book inside of me? And I say to myself, it's not the answer, it's the question. And then I let it go. I write it down, and I ask, what is the next book inside of me? I write it down, I put it under my mattress, I put it in my wallet, I put it in my smartphone, and then I let it go. Because it will come to you when it's time. Some people's books haven't even surfaced. When you know there's a book inside of you, here's what I do. I ask myself, is it really of interest? And it has to come back to me. It's like slinging mud. If the ball bounces back, that means that's your book. That's how you do it. That's how you know if there's a book inside of you. Everybody really has a book inside of them. The question is, are they ready to bring it out?
And how do you figure out what would actually be of interest to other people?
This is very easy. I'm so glad you asked that. The way you know what topic is of interest, and this is in my book, is I'm going to ask both of you. When you go to a, I know we don't do bookstores often, however, last time you went to a bookstore, let's say you had an hour to kill before a meeting, where did you go? What section did you go to? Roger?
I went to mysteries and cookbooks and history.
Okay, Mystery, cookbooks. All right. Probably that one of those are your genres, is a genre that you will write. Where did you go, Doug?
I was just going to put that in as well, although I'm not sure there's a book in me for the first section, which is I always like to go to the cookbook section.
Guess what? The question is, it's not the answer, it's the question. Why? Why?
You know, because meals are powerful. You know, if you can, you think about it, most of us probably, our lives center around, at least at home, 12 meals that we typically make. And if you can find a new meal that the family really likes, that brings a lot of joy to the family. So to me, cookbooks have a lot of leverage. If I can find one good recipe in a cookbook, I've gotten my money's worth.
I love it. I love it. And I might have heard the name of your book, Meals Are Powerful, 101 that will give you that get up and go.
Although, full disclosure, I'm not sure you'd want Doug's cookbook, at least not with my current cooking skills.
Well, you can
skills.
Write his introduction. Sounds like a deal to me. I'll buy it. You have one sale.
Which brings me to my next question, which is, you know, we're a business show, and oftentimes when we're talking to business people, we talk to them about, you know, how did you decide to get into this business? And, you know, they look at the market size and what percent of the market that they can get. When you're thinking about a book, writing a book, you know, how should you be thinking about the readership, the potential customers for that book? Does it have to be in the tens of thousands? Or if you think it's going to be a couple hundred people, is that okay?
Are you kidding me? Don't waste your energy on a couple people. Okay, that's a whole story by itself. Let me back into your first question, if I may. Business owners, CEOs, anyone who is an expert needs to recognize that a book is a big business card. When I started my first book in 92, when I wrote my first book, I wrote it because how can you explain what you do unless you're hired to do training? I'm on a plane with someone, and they say, what do you do? And I say, give them a little elevator script. I say, you know, give me your card. I'd love to send you a copy of my book. Every 100 people who received a book hired me to do training. $10,000 later, that was a pretty good thing. So books act as big business cards for business owners.
And I guess that's one reason to write a book, as a leverage point for a larger business. But I think your book sort of covers a broader range of potential writers, right? I guess one of the things that I guess where Doug's question goes, and I want to pursue that a little bit, which is this goes to sort of something I asked earlier. How do I figure out if the topic that I have chosen is likely to reach a broad enough audience so that it's economically viable for a publisher? How do I figure that out?
Well, here's what you do. The more books on a topic, the more of a need there is. That's the key. So when you know, and so you go online, you look at articles that have been written about that topic, you see what the demand is. I mean, I wrote it because I saw so many people who wanted to write a book, and so I did my market research through the 55 book signings. However, the key is, you know what? You create your audience. This is a big thing. And we're not going to go there now. However, the key is there is an audience. If you believe it, I mean, let's say you want to do a cookbook and you say, oh my gosh, there are umpteen cookbooks out. Well, guess what? There's a need. You want to write a book about widgets. Guess what? There's an absolute need for there. There's an audience because there are so many entrepreneurs. In fact, 75% of self-millionaires are entrepreneurs. So the key is you have to believe it to be able to write it, to be able to market it, to be able to make it happen.
Well, and Marie, let me ask you about that. As far as like the average book, so there may be a market out there. It's a ton of work for the author to kind of build that demand and to get the awareness out there for the book. But when you go in a bookstore and it has 10,000 books, I don't know what the number is, how many of those books are selling over 1,000 copies? I've heard it's an incredibly low number.
You're absolutely right, and thank you for saying that. Very few books sell a lot, and you want to know why? Because the author has not raised his or her child. Writing a book is like conceiving. You have to conceive the book. Once you give birth to the book, you sell it as though your life depends on it by making it available. Today, social media, it is where it's at. And I'm not bragging, I can promise you, because I work like a dog. And this is what my next book will be, actually, that's coming out in 2020, called How to Get Your Book Published and Sell As Though Your Life Depends on It. Social media. And this is what it is. It's consistency. You know, little by little, you go far. And so who's going to care about your book, your child? This is a child, unless you share what your child has to offer for readers. You sell the benefit.
Historically, if I wrote a book, the only way that it would ever materialize in hardback or hard copy form would be if I could get a publishing house to buy it. And I know that's not quite as true today. Can you talk a little bit about sort of the range of publishing alternatives that are available to authors?
Oh, thank you for saying that. Well, first of all, I just had this conversation with a client on Saturday. In fact, I just emailed her something, and I'm going to give you the exact statistic. Okay. By 2020, ebooks is where it's at. That's number one. In fact, you know, and again, I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you, my last book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, became the number one Kindle book on April 18th because we're selling the hoo-ha out of it. So the key is this. Ebooks are where it's at. And by 2020, I'm going to give you the exact statistic. I believe more than 50% of Amazon books will be self-published. So the point that I'm making is don't worry about an author. I have an author, a publisher. I love my publisher. However, ebooks, it's where it's at. Self-publishing is where it's at. It's not magic. 20 years ago, you had to find a publisher. You had to beg. You had to sell your soul. Publishers are wonderful. And, you know, if you happen to connect with a publisher, if you get an agent, that's wonderful. However, I have never not written a book, sorry about the double negative, because I didn't have a publisher. And there are many times I've gone to self-publishing when the book that I had through a traditional publisher went out of print. Immediately, I got the right of reversion. That means you get the blessing to be able to run with the ball and self-publish it on your own. There is no excuse for not writing a book. I'm telling you a fact.
So ebooks have really opened the world to would-be authors that are fearful about the publishing, getting the relationship with the publisher. But let's not leave that topic. There are people that do want one of the main publishers. You know, if they were going to write a book, they would want it to be picked up by a publisher. What is that what does that process look like for an author? Let's say should they start reaching out to publishers before they write the book when it's just an idea? How does that process work?
Well, you can do one of two things as far as reaching out to a publisher. You know, I like to be proactive. I don't like anybody to tell me what to do. So what I like to do is if you're really to do it, you could write a proposal. You write a few sections of the book. You have to know what you're writing. And then what you do is you find an agent. Sometimes you have to look at the publisher and find out how do they accept submissions. Sometimes they ask you to go directly to them, their senior editor. Or sometimes they go ahead and they say you must go through an agent. So each traditional publisher is different. That's number one. Number two, if you see that a traditional publisher is not picking you up because timing is everything, then you know what? The next thing is keep writing that book. Don't stop. And decide, if I don't have a publisher by X amount of time, I'm going to continue to write my book. If my book has not been picked up by a traditional publisher, I will self-publish it. You can self-publish. I mean, what's the big deal? You don't have to do it only as an ebook. You can do it as an ebook. You can do it as a soft copy. You can do it as a hard copy. You can do that.
So let me ask you on this whole publishing thing. When my kids were younger, I read them the book. We read together the series Harry Potter. And that was wonderful. That was a 2-year process as my kids were growing up, and we really enjoyed that. I have to tell you, as somebody that is just a consumer of books and really I don't understand the book industry, I am shocked that J.K. Rowling had such a tough time getting a publisher to pick up her first Harry Potter book. What is it about the publishing business that allowed such a gem of a story, such a gem of a writer, to go unnoticed by so many professionals?
Well, what happens is, and I love J.K. Rowling, in fact, she's in my living room. I meet with her every evening because her book, The Commencement Speech, is right there. I love her, On Failure and Imagination. Well, the key is this. Remember, timing is everything. So that book, the Harry Potter's, J.K. Rowling's first book, may not have been the type of book, the genre that a publisher was looking for. Timing is everything. Maybe it wasn't the time that they were picking a book. Maybe they were in the middle of launching the books that they had selected a year and a half before. So this is why I say to budding authors, look, you have to own what you're doing. And while you're writing your book, sure, you're welcome to get it out to a traditional publisher. However, at the same time, keep writing it. You have a message to tell. This is what it is. You know, again, it's like, how is it that you can go on eHarmony and not meet the right person? It's all a numbers game. And you have to follow up and follow through. This is how it works. It's very simple.
Going back to the writing process, one of the things that you touch on in the book is how to keep going when it gets hard. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, tricks and techniques that you have for, you know, helping people get through the writing process?
Oh, you bet. And let me tell you, you could write one book or 70 books. You still need what I call a sounding board advisor. And so when I wrote my last book, Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, before I started writing it, I found two people who I felt would benefit from it, and they are budding authors. And I asked them if they would be my sounding board advisors. Every time I wrote a section, I would email them the sections, and I asked them to be critical. And they were critical, which I loved. And so to me, I love having people have a coach, could be a family member. You can't tell more than two people you're writing a book, just so you know. So it could be two people, and then they give you their solicited advice. That's real important to stay focused. That's number one. Number two, you schedule a time when you're going to start writing. And this is why I love that 32-week process. You have to write every day, one hour. And then schedule the next meeting, and then you go from there. So when you get stuck, you know you have a meeting. It's like exercising. Who likes to exercise? I swim every day. Do you think I like getting my bathing suit on and swimming? Are you kidding me? So once I get in the water, I love it. I'm a good guppy. That's the key. So you have to schedule it, and that's what you do. And then you have to have a support system, two people. You don't tell more than two people. Otherwise, you are walking the talk, talking the walk rather than walking the talk.
If you're just joining us, our author is Anne Marie Sabbath. She is the author of Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, How to Bring It Out. And Anne Marie, I want to let you inside of the tent here. One of us in the studio this morning is halfway through writing his book, and it's not me, and it's not our producer, Bob.
I've been outed. We weren't supposed to tell more than two people, Doug. Go ahead.
It's all right, because we don't know who the person is. It's all right.
Okay.
Wonderful. And so what apprehensions, what challenges has that person had? We'd love to hear this and address it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. We have a few minutes left, and I thought it might be interesting for the audience. So, Roger, you've been writing a book, I think, when you first retired. So it's going on 2 years now, right?
Right.
And you and I were talking in the green room ahead of time, and right now your book's kind of stalled.
Yeah.
So we have an expert here. What do you think has caused the stall, and how can an expert like Anne Maria Sabbath help?
What was interesting about reading the book, and it was a self-help book, was her emphasis on scheduling. In other words, what I need to do is to sit down and say, okay, this coming week, I'm going to spend 5 hours on the book. Or she says an hour a day. Maybe that works for some people. Maybe that probably wouldn't work for me. But say, I'm going to write these hours on this day. And, you know, obviously, if there's something going to move it. But I think the idea of discipline that I got from her book, of scheduling, of making it an appointment, rather than, if I feel like it, I'll sit down and work on it, which is the way I've been approaching it. And then I just never get around to it. But I think making it a priority, either I got to give it up or I got to finish it. Does that make sense, Emery?
Oh, you're kidding. I love it. I wish I could coach you. I put a little bomb under you, B. I'll be your accountability manager. Yes. Yes. Listen, you know what? It's hard for me. Sometimes I get up at 2:30 in the morning and I'd write with a pot of coffee for an hour and a half and go back to bed. You have to schedule time to write. And at the end of that writing assignment, whatever you choose to do, my thing is an hour a day. I've written 5 hours a day. The key is then you schedule the next meeting with yourself as though you're scheduling a meeting with your best buddy. Yes. Discipline, schedule, make an appointment. You have it.
You know, and I think this whole writing a book process, to me, you know, we interview a fair number of authors on this show, and to me it's really a gift to society that somebody has taken the time. Anne Marie, you've written 10 books. That's a lot. Most people will write one or two books, but it's still such a gift to society to take the time. A lot of the books I like to read have been researched. They're factual books. They provide information on something. And for me to be able to buy a book for $25 or an Audible book, which is my primary way of reading books, for $15, and to get the benefit of somebody having somebody's labor for a year, it's just an incredible value for whatever topic you're interested in.
Well, it is. And, you know, when people write, I tell you, when I write, I pretend I'm meeting with my reader right in on that computer screen. And you have to be able to have a message and find out what can you do to help your readers accomplish the goal that you are describing in the book.
Well, let me ask you.
You really have to do this from your heart.
Let me ask you about that, because some books that I read, you can tell there was a lot of effort into making it a well-written book. And other books are almost conversational. It's almost like somebody recorded themselves having a conversation with a friend on the topic, and then they had that conversation transcribed and maybe edited it a little bit. Is there anything wrong with the former approach?
No, there's no right or wrong. My recommendation is actually what you said. You want to write like you talk. Listen, I hated writing my first few books. I was so miserable. My poor kids said, let us go to college before you write your next book. You're not easy to be with. I'm telling you, I was really miserable. However, I finally figured out how to do it, and they did go to college, thank God. Okay, what I learned is I was scared to say, to not even how to write. And I said, for goodness sake, write like you talk. Pretend you're doing a workshop. Pretend you're talking with somebody and give them the counsel that you have learned to be able to make your life easier about X, Y, Z topic or writing a book. That's how you do it. Pretend you're going to Shanghai, you have a 15-hour flight, and you're in a conversation with that person. That's what it is. It's easy.
We've been talking with Anne Marie Sabbath, who, by the way, tells me that she writes on an iPad in the book, which I would find really difficult from a touch typing perspective. But before we finish, I want to know, how do you do that?
I love my iPad. I have one right here, and I have a backup. I have three iPads. They're my best buds. I go nowhere without my iPad. I just do. I do, and then I convert it to Word, and then it goes to in Adobe Design, blah, blah, blah. I love my iPad.
Anyway, we've been talking to Anne Marie Sabbath, the author of Everybody Has a Book Inside of Them, How to Bring It Out. A really, really interesting read. We appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning, Anne Marie. Mountain Money will be right back after this.